I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kazakhstan's parliament is discussing the new amendments to the religion law this week. The measures are causing great concern for mission groups, especially those who provide children's outreach programs like Slavic Gospel Association. SGA's Joel Griffith urges prayer because
we've seen a general trend for the past couple of years with former Soviet countries tightening up their restrictions on religious observance, especially in countries that have a Muslim majority. So I think it's probably fairly realistic, unless the Lord intervenes, that we could continue to see these kind of restrictions take place.
Next, Japan, the world's second largest economy, has officially slipped into recession. Unable to fend off the effects of a worsening global slowdown, experts are looking for signs of a severe decline. Asian Access's Joe Handley says they're feeling the pinch.
We're trying to expand the ministry into another country this year and then exploring about five new regions. And it may impact the ability for us to take this training that is so outstanding, and pastors are desperate for it all across Asia. We may be limited on the ability to expand because of the overall economy.
And the Far East Broadcasting Company has announced construction will begin in the Philippines on the new radio station this spring. Once fully operational, the station will offer Christian programs to more people groups than any other FEBC station. Training of broadcasters and programmers has already taken place in preparation for the inaugural broadcast, and program production begins in March. Pray for wisdom for the FEBC project managers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book, Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.